What is going on? It's Thursday, May 26th, right before Memorial Day, and we've hit some turbulence. We got some turbulence two nights ago. We were 3-0 down with our Calgary bet, and we fought all the way back just to have that ruined a minute later. Last night, we had our Colorado bets in. We had them by 2. We had them by 1. We had them in 60. And one by one, our pizza parlays were just getting eaten by Oscar the Grouch. But Colorado, who has this second-round demon, it looked like it was fully exercised, up 3-0. They're the top seed in the West against St. Louis, who one would imagine, all right, well, it isn't for us. We lost both home games. We're down 3-0 in Game 5. It's over for us. But it wasn't. It wasn't. They came all the way back in the second half of the game and tied it at 3, only for Nathan MacKinnon to score one of the most unbelievable storyline hat tricks. The third goal of a hat trick, coast to coast, highlight reel level stuff to win the game. It's a fairy tale. Colorado gets the monkey off their back, the second round curse that's been on them these last couple years. But no, St. Louis scores with the goalie pulled to come back yet again. And then in overtime, everybody's biggest fear, which hasn't surfaced so far these playoffs, Darcy Kemper showed up at the worst possible time, just let in a NHL 97 slap shot right from inside the blue line. And all of a sudden, it's 3-2 going back to St. Louis. Like I said, all of our bets got knocked off the board. However, this is why I suggested, not that it's a great thing, but this is why I suggested using the pizza parlays. 30 on the Avalanche money line, 30, because I didn't want to have to invest 500 to win 200 on the inflated Frosted Flakes price known as the Colorado Avalanche, and why I don't like doing that in general. I mean, that's so much. So hopefully you took some of my advice. Look, it's never good to lose. But it's good not to lose big, all right? And as far as the props go on that game, I feel like I was real close with MacKinnon and Rantanen. MacKinnon obviously had the hat trick. I thought Rantanen had one, but it ended up being Landeskog who got his stick on it. Then Tarasenko, completely wrong about, had an unbelievable game, was crucial to that comeback on multiple goals. But David Perron did not score a point, so the props were more or less even. But those, you know, the props are plus money, so if you bet on all four of those, you would have ended up plus on the day with the props. So that's pretty decent. There was only one game last night. If you put the $10 on either of those teams last night, you could have even bet on the Avalanche at that minus 250 price, that inflated Frosted Flakes price, and you would have got 200 from MGM if you used the promo code OSNHL and bet on either team. MGM would have given you $200. So you just got to click the link down below, or like I said, go to BetMGM and use the promo code OSNHL. You bet $10 on any game, and there's going to be $200 waiting in your account if either team scores a goal, and that's guaranteed going to happen. Let's see how much it happens tonight in these two games. And, you know, it's typical to say, like, oh, after a loss, oh, no, I got bets. I'm going to make it up. I'm going to make it up. However, these are two games that I really do like, which I alluded to yesterday. It's a reason I included them in the pizza parlays, because I really like the Calgary Flames to win this game, and I even like them to take it to 7. Remember, the trailing 3-1 when you have two home games left, it's never as bad as you think. You have two games left in your building. So usually those whole series come down to that game 6. So like I mentioned towards the end of the video yesterday, if you have a couple extra shekels laying around, I would be willing to take the number of games this series goes, which is 7. It's a series prop bet, which is at plus 240. But for tomorrow, that obviously means I'm taking the Flames. The Flames should have won the first two games. They let a big lead slip and then lost that one in the third. Their season's going to be on the line. They were tops in that division. This should be their effort. I really like teams with their back against the wall, especially at home. Especially at home. I mean, if you lose this one, you just got to take your cap off. Now, unfortunately, I feel like the prices went up. Like when Liam Neeson says in Taken, the rates just went up.
And for that, the rate just went up 10%.
But I believe it was around 150. Hopefully you can get it in between 150, 160. I'm okay with either of those prices. This should be Calgary's absolute best effort. And in a must-win game, I believe guys like Johnny Gaudreau are more likely to shoot the puck. He passes a ton, obviously. We've seen other guys on that line. Kachuk had a hat trick. Lindholm was scoring last game. Give me Gaudreau to score a goal in this must-win game. Give me Johnny Gaudreau to find a way to score a goal in this one, and obviously the Calgary Flames. The Flames would be probably my strongest pick of the night, but not far behind it. And fortunately, we don't have to think about this. Right, Ron? But look, I told you we're just going to ride this home road thing until it ends. If it's tonight, so be it. But I really do like Carolina tonight, man. They've not looked so great lately. This does not look like Carolina of last round. But if you're going to see the Carolina of last round appear, it's going to be after two losses, especially a 4-1 beating. And I believe this is going to be a game where you're most likely to see the Carolina that we've been expecting. I think they should be able to win this one. I know it opened at minus 140, but I think they got this thing all the way up to like 160 now. Hopefully you get them at minus 160, but I like them on the money line. I like them in 60 minutes and by two, because it seems like every game in that series, other than the overtime one, has had that crucial empty netter to push it to a two-goal lead. So as far as the over-under goes, I guess last game was an under by a hair, right? I always hate when it's under six. I just hate when it's under six. And then my prop for that game is just a player who I think is absolutely awful. It's Ryan Strome. He benefits from playing with Panarin on that second line. And then he gets power play time just lingering around. But he's not very talented. And then when you combine that with the fact that they're going to be on the road, give me no points for Ryan Strome. And I'm really going to push my luck here, because Jordan Staal has been doing an unbelievable job shutting people down while in that building. I mean, you saw it with Pasternak and that line last series. I'm going to bet against the Rangers' big dogs, who they're feeling it right now. I'm betting against Zibanejad and Kreider to get a point. So all three of those guys, no point for Strome, no point for Kreider, no point for Zibanejad. A little ballsy the way they've been playing, but they're not going to be in New York anymore. Remember coming out of game two, I had Rangers fans telling me, like, I'm just happy the team got experience. I mean, not good when you score one goal in two games. Now the narrative has changed, but get ready for it to rechange back to the game one and two struggling. At least that's what I'm thinking. Their power play did look great, though, these last two games, so we kind of got to be hoping that Carolina is more disciplined than they typically are. However, that's what I'm going to go with. So quick little recap. Calgary Flames and Carolina Hurricanes. Then for props, I got a Johnny Gaudreau goal. And then no Ryan Strome point. No Mika Zibanejad point. And no Chris Kreider point. And between me and you, I don't care. You don't have to do it. I'm probably betting the Shesterkin over on saves again. He just got their last game. And I don't want, because, you know, I'm doing it. You want to come with me? Go ahead. You don't? Whatever. But I'm doing it. Because one of these games, the pepper's coming out. Extra pepper when you pour it on there and the whole jar comes out. All right, guys. Take it easy. I will see you tomorrow. And we're going to kick off, what, Memorial Day weekend? All right. Hopefully you got something planned. Hopefully we can get you some money. And then you don't even have to watch Saturday or Sunday's video, because I want you to be celebrating out there somewhere. All right. Take it easy. I'll talk to you then.